This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. You peoples, you guys, whatever, spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the fix-it program, if you would. That's where we stay on it. We stay on them. We make sure we hold them accountable. It's funny. Earlier today, I was listening to Lou Dobbs thinking, I think he's the only one of the few centers of sanity left on Fox. Why they let Judge Napolitano stay on that? Just, if you've got a long-term contract, send him home. Just pay him to be home. You'd keep more of your sanity without him. The man hasn't hit one of his predictions right yet, but yet they keep bringing him on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay, so look, you know, I just want to get to it. You guys know the deal. Go up to the website. There's a dozen things up there you can do. You can check out the stories. You can donate to the show, which is always a good thing to do. And it, you know, it helps keep the show on the air, and it helps. Well, I need to buy some new shirts. That would be nice, too. You know what I'm saying? And so just go up to the website. You'll see what's going on there as well. You can give me your email address. Or if you want to be notified by text message when the show starts, just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And, you know, it'll help let you know when the show starts. Because we've got so many roadblocks in the way. It's quite interesting. It's interesting to watch. I'll put it that way. So Mueller's office and the DOJ released a joint statement. I could have so much fun with that, but I'm not going to. Released a joint statement to clarify what he said yesterday, which is kind of interesting, because for them to come out after saying something, remember what Mueller said. He said, oh, that's just the last thing I'm going to say on it. We're done. And then he resigned and he closed the office, right? But not really. So anyway, they must have felt, really, Barr must have pressured him a little bit. They must have felt the need to come back and clean this up. And now the Dems are having a heart attack. Although they're really not saying anything about it. They didn't say anything about him coming out to clarify. There was some kind of little leak, little conversation today about Mueller being asked to come back in via subpoena and speak to Congress. Now let's see. Now he's one of them. Let's see what they say. When they, when he says no, because I believe he will say no. I'm not sure. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think he will say no. So they released a joint statement about to clarify the remarks made by Mueller at his special press brief, or whatever he had. I don't even know. Kerry Kupik, spokeswoman for the Department of Justice, and Peter Carr, spokesman for the Special Counsel's Office, they released this statement. The Attorney General has previously stated that the special counsel repeatedly affirmed that he was not saying not. He was. You have to be real careful with the knots and the not knots and no way, no how. You know, you got to watch all these with these guys. So counsel repeatedly affirmed that he was not saying that, but for the OLC opinion, he would have found the president obstructed justice. The special counsel's report and his statement today made clear that the office concluded it would not reach a determination. One had nothing to do with the other. Nor would they take a he did or he didn't approach to this. So there's no conflict between his statements. They didn't say they would have indicted if the OLC opinion wasn't there. That's not what they said at all. So they clarified that the OLC had nothing to do with Mueller's conclusion, which is funny about that because that's what they've been harping on for the last day, right? And they've totally ignored this press release on purpose. Now, Daily Wire editor, we know this guy, Ben Shapiro, he wrote an analysis of Mueller's press conference, which included the following point. Mueller's investigation never should have included obstruction by Trump. It's not what they were called to do, and he's right. Unlike the election interference investigation, which began as a counterintelligence investigation, right inside the FBI, the obstruction investigation began as a criminal investigation. And a criminal investigation that Mueller admits he never had authority to include. He said it. Mueller stated regarding Russian interference, it was critical for us to obtain full and accurate information from every person we questioned. When the subject of an investigation obstructs that investigation or lies to investigators, it strikes at the core of their government's effort to find the truth and hold wrongdoers accountable. These are his quotes. That would not be true of Trump's associates. That would not be true of Trump himself. Mueller recognized that he never had the authority to indict a sitting president. This wasn't news to him. However, some of you older folk, if you remember the days of Ken Starr, right? I'll go all the way back. Look at the investigation into Billy Bob Clinton. Look at the investigation into Richard Nixon. You know, for the Clinton one, there was an opinion by the special investigator that these were indictable offenses or these were charges that could be brought up to the president or against the president. So this is all a farce for them. They're making a big deal out of this. Mueller's words were pretty simple. If I was him, I'd be irritated. I don't even like the guy.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Well, further than that, being part of the solution, not just the conference, because anybody can talk. But I mean, listen, you listen to me every night. Anybody can talk.
But thank being, you.
Oh, God. Amen. Being part of the conversation. Yeah, that's the peanut Amen. Gallery. I haven't turned it on yet, but he's there. Anyway, you know, you all been waiting for him anyhow. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his no holes barred, no filter on kind of take on what's happening in the streets. How you doing, Corey?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. And I'd like to thank all of the loyal listeners that continue to support The Real Side and Joe and Tammy. Continue to support them because not many real talk shows that's around that deal with real reality. But I'm one of the most outspoken black men on the United States.
There you
go. That actually tells it like it is, and you know it is what it is. So let's get things cracking, man. Cause I'm
all
ready
right.
To
and
go.
Now you actually retire here soon, so you can like break loose here soon, right?
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. 12 a.m. June 28th.
Okay.
I will have a lot to say about a lot of things and a lot of people. So,
he'll be on my show from 12:09 to early the next day because he'll have that much to unload.
Joe, let me tell you something. My name going to be Corey Blast Duncan after June 20th because I'm going to put a lot of people on blast in the next couple of months. Because, you know, I've had the time. Me and Anna Singh will have all of the time. I've been watching a lot of these people that claim that they, you know, they doing this and they doing that and they this type of person on Facebook and that. You know, I'm going to put them on blast, man. Because you know what? It comes a time when you got to know what the difference is between a journalist, a columnist, and an editor,
yep,
and everything. And a lot of these people want to think they all of them, and they're not.
Listen,
you know, I'm a commentator.
I'm a commentator with a guinea attitude, okay? You know,
I went to war, but check this out. I'm going to tell you something real quick. Give you some real info.
Uh-oh.
Just because I went to war to fight for peace, to fight for anything that keeps America safe, and one of them is the freedom of speech, does not mean that everyone is qualified to give to speak and have a freedom of speech about things they had no idea what they're talking about. And that's what I see a lot of times. So, you know, I'm going to speak on that in the next couple of weeks.
I think you're right. And I've gotten back and forth with people about the fact that just because of a right to speak doesn't mean you should. I mean, I can give you all kinds of examples, like, you know, Pelosi and AOC, and I can write down a whole list of people that should be just smiling and nodding their head and not saying anything.
Kicking them to the curb, but we talking about people that's on the left and the right that become overnight they become political pundits, overnight they become editors, overnight. See, they don't know the difference between, they have no idea what a journalism degree is, and really these days it's nothing but a roll, some toilet paper pretty much, because that's all they doing. But check this out, I'm gonna break off some real some knowledge tonight. You know, I always hear these people always talking about, especially a lot of these Christian conservatives, supposed to be conservative or Republican. Yeah, kicks a lot of people in the gut now that's on the side, because I'm an independent conservative. So I know how both sides operate because I had a taste of both. But the real thing with this is, how do people take a sit up and they say, well, we're going to help President Trump get reelected? You know, let me explain a little something to you. Big thumbs up to President Trump, because guess what? He's a New Yorker just like I am. And the way how we handle things is, we don't care whether you like us or not. We say what we want. And guess what? If your feelings hurt and you get a little moist, then guess what? You better man up, because that's what you're going to get. Today, if you want to know what a real president is like, go back and listen to that press conference he had with those idiots today. And President Trump don't need our help. He don't need our help. He got this. He got it handled. Because he handled that press conference better than any president that I've seen in the last 20 years. He handled them, and he told the truth about how he ain't getting a fair shake and everything. So my thing is, when people sit up talking about, if you need, no, what you need to do is to go home, and I'm not going to talk about it in this segment, but I'm going to talk to a lot of our conservative and our liberal men that's out there, that's fathering children. I got a big message to you, what you need to start doing instead of running out, grabbing flags and waving them all day long in 95 degree weather, a bunch of 40 plus year old people yelling back and forth at each other like kids, when you need to be home taking care and straightening out your home, getting a relationship with God, and then straightening out your household. That's step one, not politics.
Oh, hey, look, I agree with you. You got to get your home right. Even the Bible says if you want a position of authority in the church, you need to have your home right first. You need to have a home together first. And people want to get out there, and they think they got it all together because they have an idea between the ears, and they're going to do this. You know what this kind of thing takes. You know the work it takes to do this kind of stuff. But everybody's brother thinks because they have an idea and a thought, they can get out there and get it done, and yet they haven't got anything right at home. absolutely nothing. So it makes
absolutely not, because they're too caught up. They're too caught up in, and you know, I say things about people, and they get all caught up in their feelings. That's because they've invested time and spiritually and emotionally into people, into a person that's on the screen every day on Facebook, instead of worrying about what's going on in your world, what's going on in your home. You know, President Trump showed earlier today. He got this, man. The man is not a dummy. At all. He understands exactly what he is doing. Trust and believe. He don't need your help. What he needs your help to do is the same 60%, probably 65% this time, of black folks that came out, that everybody said, I'm going to vote for Hillary. And he got behind a curtain and said, well, guess what? I'm going to vote for this guy right here. And that's exactly what happened. And it's going to happen again, because guess what? The man is about putting out, he's about making not only America great, but he's about putting money in your pocket, making the economy better, and making people feel not only feel good about being Americans, but understanding how to achieve success. I'm going to talk about that also before this is over with, because
you're done. I can hear it in your voice. You're done.
Oh, yeah, I always got a plan, man. I always got a plan, but now I got total access and everything and the time to make to put this plan out there. And it's not about politics. So for those who think that I'm sitting up here talking about, well, I'm going out and I'm campaign for President Trump. No, I don't have to do all that, bro.
Look at years ago, when I started the show, I did a lot about politics. It was all about politics, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then, because I told you about this. Everybody's brother was talking about Obama. Everybody's brother was talking about how Obama was ripping the country apart. So then I started, because I was in it, I started doing social issues. I started doing things on education, things on the kids. I remember my first story that made people crazy were the Mommy and Me pole dancing classes that they were having in Northern California. I'm thinking, okay, those are pictures I want to see of my 4-year-old. Anyway, got to go to break. Joe Messina, your host, just in real time. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax.
President Trump ripping into former special counsel Robert Mueller, telling reporters in Washington before he heads off to Colorado, "I think he's a totally conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper."
And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back. Because it was a false accusation. A totally false accusation. And it's a disgrace. It's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
Now, President Trump, the commencement speaker at the U.S. Air Force Academy, shaking the hands of all 989 graduates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. There's a... there's a term that had a whole different meaning in the 70s. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website. If you don't want to sign up for the email blast, there's another way to do this. Just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and that way there you will know when we're coming up, because I send out messages. I don't do them every night because I hate when people bother me every night, so I don't do them every night, but I will send you info. Let's bring him on before he explodes. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me.
So I'm sure you heard the big news this week was that there wasn't enough information for Mueller to be able to find Trump guilty of something. I listened to his press. You probably didn't, but I listened to his press conference, and I'm like, really? So this is the first time I've ever heard, you know, a prosecutor type or an investigator take the whole negative side of an argument, so to speak. So, yeah, and most of 85% that we talked about had nothing to do with Russia and everything to do with, you know, trying to find the president in contempt of anything. And pretty much nothing to do with Russia at all. So I just thought that was, I don't know, amazing. But I digress. You there? Did you go away?
Mm-hmm. No. I was waiting for you to finish your commentary.
That's right. I'm done with it. I mean, done with him too. He resigned, so he's done.
Well. You know how. Basically, you know how my feelings are about that. I refuse to give people that much airtime that's getting ready to make millions. Because once this man leaves, I mean, this man had this already planned anyway. I'm gonna string this out. I'm gonna get my face on television. And see, that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful about who you give a lot of airtime to, because sometimes we give airtime to people like, what's the guy, Juicy Summit, or whatever his name, Jesse, or whatever. whatever that dude's name
Juicy
is.
Juicy Smeller. Yeah, right.
Yeah, him too. And so the guy that got the Rolanda stunt double and the jail baby, and so had written him the check. But anyway, you know, that's why that guy is a millionaire now, because, you know, we gave him all his airtime. And like this cat, once he leaves office, you know, he's getting ready to retire. You know, like myself. So he like, hey man, when I get out, I got it made in shape. I'm gonna make me some guest appearances. Sign, write a book. You know, he get ready about to be a millionaire. So I'm not gonna give him no more airtime to talk about something that wasn't gonna happen anyway. You know, President Trump isn't going anywhere. Because if President Trump got to go anywhere, guess what? Bill Clinton should have went to also.
Oh, so, we got a whole list, right? Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, the whole crew.
Right. You know, I listened to that reporter today say stuff, and I'm sitting there like, are you serious? I'm like, so what do you think that Bill and Hillary Clinton did when they was 8 years of Barack Obama, who didn't do anything for the United States of America? He put the military down, and the only thing that you promoted was homosexuality and the LGBT crowd. That's about all you did. That's about all you did, man. Come on, really? That's why I love these people with these liberals. These liberals that sit up and praise the ground about, like, guy like Barack Obama didn't do anything for the black man and for any man to stand up and have any kind of masculinity and show his son how not to sit up and have someone tell you that praising homosexuality or anything of that nature is being open-minded or being... Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? And you know, before I go any further, I want to say something to our men out there that's fathering these children. Let me say something, man.
Go ahead.
Let me just talk to people just straightforward and to the point. You know, this is for the black brothers and also for all American men. Put down the PlayStation paddle. Yeah. I'm talking to you, the people that play PlayStation all day long, and put that and for the other, not just speaking, but I'm speaking mostly to the black folks, the black men. Put down the weed and start being men. Because guess what? If you continue to let these black liberal women take and keep trying to raise these children, and they telling them that this kind of stuff. Because I'm trying to tell you, the typical liberal woman now is teaching these children that's being open minded. I give you Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Gabrielle Union is it's a total abomination. You take an 11-year-old boy to a gay pride. Gay pride. You take him to a gay pride function, and then you gonna talk about that. He says that he don't want to. He's no sex. He's not a male or a female. Are you serious? And I blame the men of this country, not the ones that actually do what they're supposed to do. Because you know, we're coming up on Father's Day in a couple weeks, but there's a lot of people that play daddy, and there's a lot of people that play mommy. But I'm gonna tell you one thing is. Us as men have to learn one thing, and that's before we can get anything straight politically or anything outside of your home, you need to get your home straight. And that's why after June 28th, I'm gonna give at least 2 weeks. Two times a week a video talking about a lot of things, because a lot of things. One thing, the man in the household to get this masculinity thing, we ain't even gonna talk about it. First thing, you need to have a relationship with God. That's number one. Number two, you need to sit down with your sons and daughters and explain to them how the world really is, and explain to them the essentials and what it is to gain success. That's why, no offense intended, my children are, you know, I'm not saying they don't do nothing wrong. We have our problems just like anyone else, but they've been raised up properly to know exactly what's going on. I don't sugarcoat nothing. They'll tell you, they're like, daddy is real as it gets, and I am. What you hear on this show, Joe will tell you in person, even more real than that in person and stuff, because that's just how I am. But I mean, it's a total abomination when men are sitting back letting things like this happen. That's why I say I want to get something together with you and a couple other gentlemen, Joe, for us to have a round table and broadcast it everywhere, whatever we can do. Whatever we can do, broadcast it on explaining to these men. Not just about their sons, but about teaching their daughters about what kind of man to date later. that are worrying about trying to put this person. It's not about that. It starts in the home.
And the parents
start in the school.
But look at, unlike you and me and some others that we know, you know, parents today want to be their kids' friends. They don't want them to feel bad about stuff. You know, that the whole,
right.
You know, no trophy thing. But, you know, back to what you said a few minutes ago, we should be teaching our daughters what real men are. We should be showing them through how we treat their mothers, how we treat them. We should expect from them. You know, there should be an expectation on your daughters to act like ladies, to, you know, to look for the right things, to cherish real character in a man, not the stuff that goes on today where anything goes, where they're, the role models are people like, you know, Madonna and Beyonce and Lady Gugu and all that garbage.
All those people out there in Hollywood, and we already know who they are. They worship the god Pan, because that's when you see them with all this black on, and you see all these people worshiping and throwing up these signs, which I'm gonna tell a lot of people about, because, you know, I always get these people that walk up to me after your show 2 days later. Well, tell me about the gematria system or numerology. I said, look, man, I'm not gonna sit here and talk to you about something. That's something that only people in the craft knows, and I don't even have to go into what that is. If you don't know what the craft is, there's no sense in me sitting on your show telling anyone what that is. But what I can tell you, that's for highly intelligent people. That's not for somebody that's trying to make a buck or somebody thinking they know what they're talking about, because there's a lot more that's going on in this country that people have no idea what they're talking about. Like, hey, look, I'll give you the perfect example. Who's the little boy, I can't remember his name and stuff right now, right before me, did the show at the three? It's a gay bar called the $3. The three. Yeah, he did a show. 11 years old, talking about he has a website that promotes cross dressing. Are you serious? Are you serious? And see, this is what I'm talking about. While people are sitting up there worried about this guy that's getting ready to make millions, whether you say boo or say anything, you got stuff like this going on. It starts in the home. You need to take care of the home first.
All right, we got to go to break. But they won't even give out this kid's real name because he's underage.
Oh, yeah, they
he can
gave,
go
they
on
gave
stage.
It out.
That's it. Love it. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Yeah, they call him Desmond, which is his real name.
Right.
I'm Joe Machine, your host. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Show me senior hope. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's bring him back on because I know he's ready to pop. I'm on board with him with a lot of the stuff that he's saying. And you guys, you know, I say it on the show all the time. It's, you know, the left is holding up in high esteem the mom of an 11-year-old drag queen. That's right. And the kid is talking about how he's known that, you know, he's been wanting to help the gay community since he was six. This is always interesting to me, you know, at 6 years old, 5 years old, 4 years old. I mean, you don't even know what colors go together at that particular point in time. But even getting past all of that, let's just get to the reality of an 11-year-old, right, dressing up as a drag queen and performing in a gay bar. We as a society now approve of that? This is okay? What happened to us, Corey?
What happened to us, well, first, thank you for having me up here, and I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Continue to support my good friend Joe Messina and Tammy Messina. You know, if it wasn't for you coming out and having things called the real side, which is the real side, the actual real side, not something that someone, your material that somebody stole and stuff. You're actually the real side, you know, real talk, real views. But anyway, what's happened is that we've stepped away from. As I tell you before, I blame a lot of this goes on the man in the household. The man in the household has to get control of his household again. And I want to speak to the pro-feminists on the left and the right, because we got plenty of them, especially the Christian conservative ones and stuff, who always are the Bible clutches and stuff, but they only read one scripture that they know. But the thing of it is you have to let the man be the man. You got to let a man be a man. And that's why I said I'm so glad. I am just so happy. I'm just ecstatic that, Anna came into my life, and I got just the best, the most awesome wife in the world. Because guess what? She understands. Anna just wants to be Corey Duncan's wife. She don't want to be the free leader of the world. She wants to stay barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, cook my turkey bacon and eggs. That's all she wants to do. So, you know, but anyway, that's the story for the top of the day. And I know,
I'll give you his address later. You can send your nasty letter to him.
No. I say stuff like that. Because I like to irritate people.
I know.
Because I know there's a couple pro feminists on the right that continue to try. My wife is done with that politics. So please stop asking her, because that's not what she into. And she'll tell you that. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, the thing of it is that, you know, you get all these people. And what's, the man has to understand, but the woman has to also understand that you have to let this man guide your household. The man of the house is already driven. If he understands exactly how it is to run his family, because he's getting his wisdom from God Almighty Himself. Because one thing you're supposed to do is everything as a man, you're supposed to pray on it. Yep. I know a lot of people like, well, wow, he prayed. Yeah, I pray. Just because I don't sit up and I talk out my nose and I don't say all of the correct words that you want me to say. See, that's what the problem is. If people would stop sitting up trying to judge people on what they're wearing or what they said, you need to intently listen to what they are saying. And then you would get and understand exactly what the person is trying to educate you and convey to you. And that's what the issue is. We're too worried about theatrics and things in the background and this and that instead of listening intently to what the person is saying. And once we get back to things like that and putting God first as a man and learning how to teach our children the right way about morality and about everything about life, that God's plan is for you not to be a failure, but for you to be a success. And for you to be a success, first thing is first. You have to be educated and taught by the two people in the household that's the most important, and that's the daddy and mommy. And that's what happens in this household. But the thing of it is this. The main thing of it is that people miss it. You know, you get these people like Gabrielle Union makes me sick to my stomach that you can't, and Dwayne Wade should be ashamed of himself. Shame on him. Shame on him. LeBron. Look at Magic Johnson's son, EJ, talking about allegedly wants to get a sex change. Are you serious? And you know, these are guys that basically are into that Luciferian type stuff where they have already sold their souls and their children. I can't wait to get that video because I want everyone to hear that part about what that is. But that's why I say a lot of things, it doesn't have to do with politics. It starts before the politics. That's why you see a lot of these politicians, they get caught up in all this stupid stuff sexually and things get caught up in it because guess what? It started somewhere. And it didn't just start just overnight, man. You got to understand who these people are. And you got this chick, Gabrielle Union, walking around. You know, you look at her real good. She got this mustache. She looks, you know, I don't know what she is. Alleged she might be something else or was something else. You know, she got this little small mustache. She looked like the dude from the Colt 45 commercial, Billy D. Williams. You know, come on, man. She got a washboard back. Come on, man. It's easy to watch these people and tell who they are, man. Come on, really?
I'm laughing because when I say this stuff, if I say certain things about people, like you got this now with this transgender girl that is you know competing in sport. Woman, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say girl. She's competing with the NCAA track championships, right? And I'm saying the other night, I'm saying, you know, here's the other sad part about this. Forget everything else that's going on around it. There are females that have, you know, worked their whole life since they were 6 or 7 years old, and this is what they wanted to do. And they've done this their whole lives, and they've worked out their whole lives, and they have no chance of winning because male and female anatomies are different. They have differences. They have different strengths and weaknesses. And no matter what pill you take or what you cut off or what you add on, it doesn't change that.
Yo, let me say this. Look at Serena Williams. Serena Williams wore that unclassy outfit the other day. The woman has no class, and I cannot wait until she goes. But, I mean, she's built like a tank, man. You're not going to tell me this lady not taking anything. And you're not going to tell me that she's more muscular than some Marines that come to just get out of boot camp. Are you serious? And then you got these people. I mean, you know, it's amazing what makeup does for a lot of women. A lot of women, it does. I mean, they dress up like $4 clowns and stuff. And then you get these women with all this makeup on. You know, it's amazing how people can look like, you know, from heaven to hell, or look like one day they look like Chuck Berry, and the next minute they look like Halle Berry. I mean, really. Alleged.
Yeah, alleged. There you go. There you go. Okay, I'm not touching that in more ways than one. So, no, but listen, how do you have, what are your kids supposed to look up to? What do you, you know, when you tell people, look, it used to be look up to this, oh, you're into football, so look up to this guy, look up, you're into softball, you're into this. You had specific
don't
people
revere nobody.
Look up to. Right now, nothing.
Don't revere nobody. No, a lot of people may not like what I say, but this is how I raised my children, this is how I was raised. My stepdaddy told me also, my biological father told me the same thing. You don't revere no man but Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't sit up, I like your policies. I think you're a cool guy. I think you're a cool gentleman and stuff, but I'm not going to sit up and revere you. See, that's people that want, hey, look, like Mr. T said in the movie Rocky, you don't give him a statue, give a man guts. You give a man a statue, you start looking like people like Barack Obama. You're a narcissist. You want statues. You want stuff put up while you holding your head up. Like, come on, man. The dude in the mirror, the dude is in the mirror more than his wife is, or more than his husband is, and stuff. He's in the mirror more than his husband, Michael, is. I mean, alleged.
All right, I'll let you have that one. But look, seriously, we have men have gotten away from God. Men have gotten away from believing they even need God. So, you know, how do you get these guys? You got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. How do we convince men to A, get back to God, start looking at their own lives, and start raising their kids properly, truly being involved in their kids' rearing?
If you truly care about your kids, one thing you should know, the first thing is understanding a relationship with God. Second is prayer, because you have to pray to make sure that you're putting out the right information. That's one of the first three starters, but in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna start really kicking out some videos after June 28th, because I will have the time to explain fully exactly what is the issue. But I got to get that thing together about that round table, because guess what? The world needs to see five people of different origins talk about things that's real. Not about no politics, man. We already understand about it. We got enough activists on Facebook 24 hours a day and stuff. But, you know.
You're right. I can't argue with you there.
You know, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. It's sad as men, we have to sit up and you know, this kind of stuff has to go on. But that's one thing. You want to get control of your family, control your life, and get some success out of your children. You don't even have to get the success out of yourself. Get it out of your kids, man. That's the main priority. Because guess what? Hey, look, the what shows whether you did anything is their success. Not yours. It's theirs. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, well, to me, that's what it is.
Well,
and stuff. But
you're
I want to thank
time.
You for having
that's
me on.
www.conservativegen.com. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, up next, we're going to talk about Jussie, whatever his name is. Smollett.
Yeah, Juicy.
And man, his world is closing in around him, and you know what? We're going to really see how Chicago.
Not a him, it's a her.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.